this season of political correctness, I have finally hit the wall. This year, I will not be saying Happy Holidays. To my Christian friends, I'll say Merry Christmas. To my Jewish friends, I'll say Happy Hanukkah. Of course, I'll have to say it because I can't spell it. And should I happen upon any undetermined friends, I'll just say Have a Nice Day. I have the pleasure of working retail, which is especially delightful this time of year. It's kind of like working the reception desk at Weight Watchers on New Year's Day, right where the action is, which is precisely where I like to be. We have all been told that everyone should wait tables in order to be a better customer. The same goes for working retail. It is interesting to see the different ways that people shop. Some people are paralyzed, agonizing about what to buy their next-door neighbors, cousins, babysitters, karate teachers, while others just fill up the cart with whatever shiny thing catches their eye. While I would like to think people are lollygagging under the mistletoe, wassailing and adopting angels from the Christmas tree, most people are frantically trying to complete their list like the Tasmanian devil on Red Bull. Some customers fear the sales clerk, averting all eye contact, saying, "Oh, no, 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 I'm just looking. Don't come near me." While some customers appreciate a little hand-holding. My friend Lib Hobson came into the store to buy a baby present. She asked what I thought a newborn baby girl would want, and I told her the only thing a baby really wants is a bosom, but we were able to come up with a plan B. I venture to guess that at least 25% of my customers remind me to remove the price tag before I wrap a gift. Hello! When I attended gift wrapping graduate school, that was the subject of my thesis. If I were to be possessed by the devil, I would love to have the nerve to say that I'm going to leave the price tag on and write in red ink, 50% off, defective. But I do, however, want to keep my job. Telling a sales clerk to take the price tag off is like telling the chef to wash his hands before he cooks your meal. We got it. Once a lovely lady came into the store with her helper, and when I asked her how I could assist her, she said, "Oh, yes, please. I don't see very well, and I actually do indeed need your help." I told her how sorry I was, and then told her that I was drop-dead gorgeous and skinny as a stick, much like the way I look on the radio. This time of year, people are stressed, overwhelmed, and forget the real reason for the season. I have a few suggestions to help you endure it all. First, go to Brookstone in the mall and sit in the massage chair. It works wonders. Second, reconsider gluten. It is delicious. Third, next time the sales clerk remembers to remove the price tag and wraps your present, give them a big squeeze and tell them how lovely they are. So remember, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and whatever the case may be.